Iranian President Ahmadinejad has a smile on his face. Does the latest US intelligence report vindicate him? Who are the winners and who are the losers? Answers to these questions and more on Link TV's Mosaic Intelligence Report.
These days, Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has a big smile on his face. On Wednesday, he declared victory over the United States.
Although on the surface, this report has been designed to help solve U.S. problems as they have reached a dead end, but in reality, it is an announcement of victory for Iran against all world powers.
The new assessment by U.S. intelligence agencies, which states that Iran halted its nuclear weapons program in 2003, has been enthusiastically received all over the Middle East except for Israel. Arab and Iranian TV are abuzz with the latest news. Bush is the biggest loser of the U.S. intelligence report, read the headline in Iran's largest newspaper, the Kayhan. Iran's official television channel, IRIB, called the report a disgrace for the White House. Various Arab media outlets also declared Ahmadinejad as the biggest victor. The news from the National Intelligence Report estimate could not have happened at a better time for Ahmadinejad. Just recently, reformists in Iran have been vocal in their criticism of Ahmadinejad, declaring that the danger of an American attack was serious, and they have warned that the cost of Iran's diplomatic grandstanding has been unnecessarily high. Then there was the Annapolis conference, where 16 Arab nations made pretense of rallying behind the United States while isolating Iran.
Iran was dangerous, Iran is dangerous, and Iran will be dangerous.
But then on Monday, at the Gulf Cooperation Council, Ahmadinejad walked into the conference hall in Doha, hand in hand with the Saudi King Abdullah, declaring victory over the United States. According to most media analysts in the region, he has been vindicated. For the past few months, the U.S. administration has been increasing its rhetoric towards Iran. The tough talk reached a peak with President Bush's warning on October 17 of the threat of World War III if Iran acquires the knowledge to make nuclear weapons. Now, all of a sudden, we learn that there is no Iranian nuclear weapon program. Mind-boggling? Not really. This is eerily reminiscent of the report released on October 2004 by the Iraq Survey Group that concluded that Saddam Hussein had essentially ended his WMD program in 1991 after the Gulf War. According to many analysts in the Middle East, there is a pattern here that they describe as the pattern of manufacturing convenient lies. But I'm not going to get into all of this. Obviously, there are winners and losers in this latest debacle. Ahmadinejad has won, and George W. Bush has lost credibility. But the biggest loser is Israel, where many believe that Washington has taken the military option off the table, allowing Tehran to continue with its enrichment program, as well as the hidden parallel nuclear bomb program, which Israel believes Iran continues to operate today. Other losers are the Iranian reformists and opposition, who were recently scorned by Ahmadinejad as weaklings. So no wonder Ahmadinejad is smiling these days. I'm Jamal Dajani for the Mosaic Intelligence Report. To learn more about this program or to share your thoughts, visit us at linktv.org/mosaic.
What are you giving this holiday season? Is it this? Or this? Or maybe this? This year, why not make a change? And give your friends and family the world. Now it's easy and meaningful to give the gift of Link TV. Just go to linktv.org or call 1-866-485-8848 to honor those you care about with a tax-deductible gift in their name to Link TV. Choose from one of three designs and have a personalized holiday card sent to everyone on your list. Letting your loved ones know you've made them official sponsors of Television Without Borders. This holiday season, remember peace on earth is possible when we see the world without borders. Happy holidays from Link TV. And don't forget, send your card today.
This program was brought to you by Link TV. For educational and non-commercial use only. Link TV is the only U.S. television network devoted to global and national news, with uncompromising documentaries and diverse cultural programs, programs which connect you to the world.